I don't know what it says for creativity or cleverness, but I have found almost every radio station I have ever worked at, there's been at least one, if not more, left-handers. Lefties. Southpaws, if you will. I don't know if being left-handed gives you the penchant to sit in a room and talk to what amounts to no one other than you sitting in your car. But nonetheless, I stumbled into this from BuzzFeed. Right-handers don't realize just what a pain in the backside it is to be left-handed. So they came up with a list of the worst ones. For instance, using a ballpoint pen. Because we write left to right, a left-hander has to push the ballpoint pen across the page so the tip of the pen digs into the paper. In Arabic countries, it's a lot easier because they write the other way. And the other problem is, if you're left-handed, you drag your hand through the ink, so your hand gets messy too. Cup holders in your car. Driving isn't so much a big deal, but if you're a left-hander, you're used to doing everything with your left hand, and the cups are always in the center of the car, especially now. Sadly, lefties die sooner, too. That's what studies show. A lot of it's due to industrial and driving accidents. So basically, lefties are dying young because machines are designed for righties. Measuring cups always show you the metric side if you're left-handed. When you pick up the measuring cup by the handle, as a right-hander, you see the English. Unless you're left-handed, then you're looking at the wrong side. Can openers can be operated right or left-handed, but they're made for right-handers. And of all the things we've discussed, that apparently is one that really, really stands out for lefties. They hate that. Credit card machines and places at the bank place the pen holders on the right-hand side, and the cords are never long enough to reach across. And finally, the number pad on your keyboard is always on the right-hand side as well. So you either have to do it with the wrong hand or reach all the way across your body, which is terribly comfortable, I'm sure. So left-handers may be in their right mind, but precious little else is working for them. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.